You know, one of the issues related to surgery in patients with hepatic-only disease actually is the follow-up of patients who've had primary colon or rectal cancer surgery and the issue of how closely do you follow people? Should we follow people closer to try to diagnose the metastasis at a point at which they're surgically curable? And you put together, a guideline or position paper about that. Can you talk a little bit about the deliberations that were involved with that and what your conclusions were?
This is a very important question because, to be right up front, we need better imaging techniques and better, if you will, testing, even blood testing, to detect these metastases when they occur. I like to call CEA not the gold standard, but the silver or the bronze standard. And certainly at the GI symposium this year, there's some very provocative work looking at colon cancer-specific antigen 2, which is a protein that in very early studies, blood test that looks like it has decent sensitivity and specificity for detecting colorectal cancer and, more importantly, the premalignant lesion, which is the adenomatous polyps.
What exactly is it?
It's a protein. It's a biomarker, you know, which we know is a substance that can be either found in tissue or in blood. In this particular study, in blood, that allows us to either detect cancer or use it as a prognostic factor. So to get back to your original question, there was debate about how to follow these patients, what's the interval to follow them, and what about the stage? I mean, do you need to follow a patient with stage 1 colon cancer with a CEA every 3 months the first year and every 6 months the second year? And the answer to that is you don't. I mean, the 5-year survival for those individuals is close to 95%. On the other hand, an individual with stage 3 colon cancer, where we know they have lymph nodes positive, that's an individual that, especially if they had an elevated CEA prior to the resection of their primary and it decreases after surgery, you want to use that CEA to help with detecting distant disease that occurs. And then the other issue is, what about imaging? And of course, we finally decided, again, in the high-risk individuals like stage 3, and there have been some very nice studies showing that CEA and CT scanning of the liver is complementary in finding hepatic metastases. So that's what the recommendations have been, is the high-risk individuals like the stage 3s or the high-risk stage 2s, the obstructed individuals or the stage 2s with perineural, perivascular, or vascular invasion, that those individuals get followed with a CEA and CT scan of the liver every 3 months in the first year, every 6 months the second, and then yearly thereafter.